This is URN, The Pulse.
That's right, you're here with The Pulse. For the Friday edition, we'll be running from 5 till 6. We've got a great range of stories coming up for you today. But we're going to go over to Amy first, who has a story about private schools offering free places for lower income students.
So the Independent Schools Council have announced today that they're going to offer to provide up to 10,000 free places a year to low-income families in England. And this is on the condition that if the government will pay £5,550 per place to the independent schools, which is currently the cost of a state system school place at the moment. And then the private schools will put the rest of the money towards it, which is expected to cost around £80 million to them. The pupils are going to be tested not only for academic ability, but the scheme also hopes to tap into other things like sports potential, drama potential, etc. And it's going to be open to both primary and secondary school age children. However, these details are still yet to be confirmed as the scheme requires the government's approval. So just some facts regarding current private school attendance. Currently costs on average around £30,000 a year to send a pupil to boarding school and £15,500 for a day school student. And there's currently around 7% of children who are privately educated at the moment. It's argued that private school offers opportunities to students that they would otherwise not have had, and the aim of the system by opening it up with these free places is to give these opportunities to the low-income families. A similar system used to exist in the 80s and 90s called assisted places, but this was actually scrapped by Tony Blair's government. So what I wanted to discuss today about it was, firstly, what do we think about the rollout of such a scheme? Obviously, it's done with the intention of increasing opportunities and levelling the playing field, but in terms of these goals, do we think it's enough? Do we think it's disadvantaging people who pay for private school?
I think it's a really good idea because, like, people who don't have opportunities like that are offered in private schools now will be given the chance to not necessarily a better education, but a different. Say if like you wanted to send your kids to private school, but you can't because you can't afford it. I think that's.
Do you think it like entrenches the idea that private schools are better?
I absolutely think it's an awful idea. I don't think any. Personally, I agree with the abolition of the private school system because I think it's very unfair that you should be given better education just because your parents have money. And by saying, okay, we're going to put low-income children into private school, you're not saying we're going to better education for everyone. We're going to better education for everyone who's at the bottom. I say the bottom, the 93%. But instead, we're going to lift you up out of the rubbishness that is state school education. So I think they're putting the money in the
wrong place. But then again, state school education isn't necessarily any. I think like some private schools aren't any better than state schools.
They are though.
So, like, no, some 90, are. Some
yeah, but
state
99.9% of private school people will go to uni. Whereas if you do that for state schools, it
some state schools in my area, like some of the private schools, people were just paying, and their children were still doing nothing. Whereas some of the state schools are actually. The kids were getting good, well educated.
Yeah, but you can't deny the statistics, which is if you go to private school, you will go to university. But
an advantage of private schools is they do. I'd say the majority of them do. Like you get pushed more, whereas
I think
in a state school, you wouldn't necessarily.
About the opportunities you're offered outside of actual academics with private schools. Like if you're not academically, say gifted, that's not your thing. Then out of private school, I think you get a lot more opportunity to do other things, such as like pursue like. You know, if you're really into sport or drama or music or something like that. So I think kind of by opening it up, then surely you're just kind of enabling people that it isn't their academic focus to kind of have the opportunity to.
And I don't think this scheme necessarily says, oh, like private school's way better. We're not gonna like better education for everyone. I think it's more like while the government is working on that / not doing anything. This is going to give some opportunities, yeah, for extracurricular.
But so. Then, like, I suppose you could argue, like, there shouldn't even be a need for that to occur at all because state school education should be.
But then again, if they're not getting the opportunities at the moment, at least this is kind of a gateway.
No, but it's not enough. You can't say, oh, at least some people are getting the opportunity. That's not enough. Like, they need everyone who's paying £30,000, which is like. £4,000 over the average national wage for an individual for their children to go to school. Should we put that £30,000 in the education system so everyone can get a good education? Like, I don't believe in the private school system at all. I think it's so.
But then a lot of I'm not saying I would, but a lot of people don't really care about other children's education, they care about their own children, so they're not going to...
But
if they can afford to make their own children's education better by sending them to a private school or giving them more opportunities at extracurricular, like they're going to, they're not gonna.
Yeah, they're going to. That doesn't make it right.
No, I agree, it doesn't. But it happens. Like it's what humans are like.
I think the idealist in me wants to agree with Poppy, because I think if we were a perfect country, our schools would be so great that there would be no need for private school systems, because people would be overwhelmingly satisfied with what the state schools offered. But, you know, I guess maybe if you spoke to the parents of the kids who had been offered these places in private school and, you know, this kind of chance of a lifetime to get this great education, which unfortunately I was very lucky in that I went to a very good state school and so I was able to get into university. But for other state schools, you know, like Amy was saying, you know, my school had a great music program, so I was able to get involved with that. But, you know, it's also stuff like dance schools are ridiculously expensive. Doing drama is ridiculously expensive. For me, I believe that drama is just the province of the rich, and is why it's so inundated with people from Eton and whatever. But whereas I don't think there's as much effort placed in state comprehensives to push drama, because they're barely meeting their, you know, required levels for just getting people through GCSEs, let alone to A levels and then to university or through drama school, whatever. I think I would struggle to say to someone, no, you can't have that place in that private school because we've got to push for a bigger idea of you know, having our state schools as good as the private ones are at the moment.
But the reason they're giving these free places out is because, obviously, private schools don't pay tax because they're a charity, apparently. So they're like, okay, now we actually have to do something charitable to keep our tax-free status.
So do you see this bit of a PR stunt, almost?
There was actually something in the article that mentioned that basically the government has said that they need to do more to open up the opportunities to people that can't afford the fees. So I assume that is their answer to it currently.
What really annoys me about private schools, actually, is the fact that they're not bound by a national curriculum, really. They can literally do whatever they want, and often that resolves in extremely biased marking when it comes to their exams.
I don't think that's true.
I
went to private school and we completely follow the national curriculum. We do the same exams. It gets marked by the same people. Like, I don't think there's a bias in that sense.
The private school someone's telling me about is basically they had an exam where they were told the questions beforehand and then they went out and did it, and it wasn't bound by the national curriculum. Maybe it's different in each school, but
in my experience of private school, I would say at least when I went to in sixth form, half of the boys have come, like, they've got into university, but they have no idea how to work because they've just been spoon-fed for however many years, and so they have no, like, they're not going to deal with real life because they have no idea what to do.
That's the thing, so, although we say, like, you know, private schools are almost unconditionally better than state schools,
I think in some aspects they really... I know, obviously, I'm privileged to have gone to one, etc., but in some aspects they really aren't. Like, some of my friends from state schools are so much more
driven,
level-headed and stuff. And
attuned to
down
life.
To
like,
yeah,
you,
exactly.
I think you get a lot more, like, just general life experience, how to actually deal with a lot more things.
I think what's quite depressing as well is the amount of people who send their kids to private school because of almost a kind of classist point of view. Like, I don't want my children... being involved with the wrong type of people, I'll send them to a private school where I know everyone's parents will be the same as me, and have the same ideas about how to raise their children.
Do you think taking that kind of point, do you think there will be a backlash from parents who have that perspective? And this has been announced, so, like, people from lower income backgrounds are going to be coming to sort of school. So if you had sent your child to school with those kind of, like, views, do you think you'll have an issue with it? Do you think people...
Will there be a national outcry of yummy mummies going, oh, the riffraff are coming in?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think it's... My school was although it was a state school, it wanted to be a private school and it tried to act like one. And so I think, although it's a little trump card I can play whenever someone's talking about private schools and stuff. I still, with the realization that I didn't go to what is an average state school, so I don't think I can really pass too much opinion on it.
Also, they shouldn't get up in the air about this because the children are getting in for, like, down to merit, like, as you said, like, the scheme, like, they're getting in on merit, so it's completely fair.
Do you think these children would maybe struggle to fit in, though?
I mean, yeah, maybe. Some of the people at my private schools were so up themselves.
Yeah, if they're doing after-school trips to Starbucks every day, and, like, I wouldn't have that kind of money to do that. But,
Then again, like, people are still friends with people not based on money.
Yeah, income.
I think, like, the rollout of, like, the general idea of the scheme is good because, like, as much as, like, you can argue, like, you don't like the private school system and stuff, it does offer opportunities that you wouldn't otherwise get. So opening them up to anyone, I think, is a good idea. But, like, I think my issue with it is kind of about, like, who's, like, selected. So, like, what happened... So it's aimed at low-income families, but there's a lot of families that aren't low-income families that couldn't afford private school. Mm. So, like, what happens to this kind of, like, middle sector? Mm. Like, do they just, like, fall through? Like, I feel like it needs to be a more wide-ranging kind of
broader
initiative.
Yeah, but then the solution to that is make state school better. Like, instead of trying to lift everyone up, just make it better.
No, I do agree. Like, the ultimate root of the problem is that our school system isn't good enough. And I do agree, ultimately, the best case scenario, would there wouldn't be any private schools, our school system would be amazing. But realistically, I think this is a good option on the way.
It does show also that private schools are beginning to relent under the pressure from, you know, the government or people saying that there needs to be more of a balance between the two systems, because it is pretty woefully imbalanced as it is.
But, like, with the current system, like, as it is, like, that huge change probably isn't going to happen. So, like, private schools aren't going to be abolished next week by the government.
Especially under Conservatives. Yeah. Realistically, that's not going to happen.
So, like, and since the government are only paying the cost of a place to the private school that costs them for state school anyway, it's not like there's any kind of money loss or gain. Yeah.
So, and if we're talking about making private schools better, we should get rid of university fees. So yeah.
If you were a kid and you got offered the opportunity through the scheme, then, like, why wouldn't you be happy to take it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
if you think back to, you know, say this is for the secondary schools, isn't it?
Both primary and secondary.
Yeah, you know, let's say you're 10 or 11 and you've got the opportunity to go to the best school in your area and it's been funded by the government because of your, you know, performance and exams or whatever. You know, would you take it?
Go on, Poppy, would you take it?
I would never send my child to a private school.
Yeah, if thinking back to when you were 10 or 11.
Yeah, but when I'm 11.
That's the thing. I might have gotten into a private school, actually,
and my mum was like, I don't want you to go there because my mum wouldn't want me to be separated from reality. And, like, when you're talking about the top ones that cost, like, 36 grand a year to go to, like Harrow and Eton, that is completely detached from reality. And if you send your child there, especially if you live in a council house, you send your child to Eton on a free placement, your child is going to not fit in with your family, with your housing, with your estate. Like, it's going to be like this strange little posh child coming into the house every day. It's going to change your child so much. And for the better, I mean, does Eton make you a better person? I doubt that highly.
I just think that, like, if, as a parent, if a private school was going to be able to offer my child something more and it was going to be funded, then why wouldn't you give your child, like, the best opportunities? Like, whether it's right or not. Yeah. I just feel like
thinking about even though I've gone to private school, I didn't go to a private junior school, a private, like, primary school. 100% would not send my kid to a private primary school, even if it was offered.
I think that is pointless.
Yeah, like, what is the point of a private primary school? Like, there's no benefit.
The thing is, even with secondary school, the thing that I most question with private schools is that, so let's say you go to, like, a private school that's 25 grand, and then it's per year, isn't it?
Yeah,
25 grand per year, and you're there, let's say, for sixth form as well. It's 7 years of 25 grand, and then you've got 3 years of university where it's, you know, 27 grand or the rule. Like, that's so much money.
Crazy.
That's how much your brain will be worth. And you got to ask,
mine is not worth that.
Are they using it, that? You know, are they getting that money's worth? You know, in comparison to other people,
because they've ended up
in the same places where other people from state schools are.
This. is URN.